When the Tustamina ferry went in for repairs this winter, it was supposed to be fixed up in time for the 2013 season. But as KUCB's Lauren Rosenthal reports, the ferry's still nowhere near ready. And now the state has been forced to cancel service to Western Alaska for the entire month of June.
The Tustamina's capital repairs were extensive but pretty straightforward. Fix the ship's hull and its machinery. The work was supposed to be done before the 2013 season started in April, but the contractor, Seward Ships Dry Dock, found new problems with the Tustie's steelwork and tanks. The state granted the workers an extension, and in the meantime, they assigned the Kennecott Ferry to cover the Tustamina's route in April and May. By this time of year, work on the Tustamina should be winding down, but Deputy Transportation Commissioner Ruben Yost says it's running even further behind.
We've been monitoring that progress, and now our best guess is that work actually won't be completed until the beginning of July.
The Tustamina won't be ready to sail again until July 4th at the earliest. The Kennecott can't pick up the slack because it has to return to its regular service between Bellingham, Washington, and South Central Alaska. So Yost says the state has no option but to cancel the Tustamina's two sailings in June. 567 passengers had reserved seats on those trips. They'll automatically be rebooked to the Kennecott's last sailing through Western Alaska in late May. The ferry system was planning to call those customers over the weekend to confirm the change and offer refunds to anyone who wants to cancel. Yost, the DOT commissioner, admits that's a poor substitute for the Tustamina.
Even when we do provide a Kennecott run, there are ports that the Kennecott can't get into.
Those include Chicnic, Accutan, and False Pass. Yost says that the state realizes how that might inconvenience travelers.
We're very upset about this. We realize that this is a major transportation problem for people, and we're doing everything we can to make sure that the work occurs as quickly as possible, but the work is being performed by a contractor rather than by AMHS staff.
Seward's Ship Dry Dock, the contractor that's working on the Tustamina, wasn't available to comment. According to their contract with the DOT, the state can seek damages for any unauthorized delays, and Yost says they aren't ruling that out. And on Alaska, I'm Lauren Rosenthal.